Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Kaya Biz with Kokoletso Mfophi
on Kaya FM 95.9.
Pivot Point. Kaya Biz.
Indeed, it does feel like we're doing 180 in a 120 zone on the highway. And that's really because we've got so much information that we want to share with you this evening, Afropolitans. And I make reference to speed because speed sometimes might translate into accuracy depending on what platform that you're using. Not advisable for the road, but when it comes to technology, it definitely is something that might be worthwhile to make use of. And that's where blockchain, as the technology, has come to the fore more and more, and this time around by a South African institution that is actually using blockchain technology to enhance the tracking and tracing of particular products, now more focused on human hair extensions to assist salons and salon owners within doing business in a post-COVID world. To tell us more about this, though, we joined on the line by Shadrack Kubanye. He's a co-founder of Coronet, as well as a well-known entrepreneur within various spaces in South Africa. Shadrack, a warm welcome to Kaya Biz. I think a lot of us might be sitting back thinking, blockchain technology, human hair extensions, and the survival of entrepreneurs in a post-COVID world. How does all of this connect?
A very good evening, Gugu, and thank you for welcoming me on the first lane, and a very warm greetings to fellow Afropolitans. There are indeed intersections where need arises, industry. There's a saying in Africa that all you have to do when you enter the kitchen is reach for the light, and then you'll see what happens to the cockroaches, if there are any in that kitchen. So there is a tendency when you are in the fast lane, in a technological sense, that there is very little room for errors, and that's where precision in this era of digitization, visibility, and also avoiding any unnecessary barriers to entry to the little man on the street. So that's where the salon sector finds a home inside blockchain, whereby some of us Afropolitans might not be aware that the human hair supply chain goes all around the world. So now when China is under lockdown, when India is under lockdown, and if you're a salon owner in South Africa, you can't fly out there and do things the old school route in the marketplace, sift through every stock. That's where digitization, that's where help on your mobile device through vetted products, whether be it human hair extensions or other products, although that's our focus, that's where we actually bring that marketplace to your doorstep. However, there's an element of trust, traceability, and transparency. That's where blockchain comes in.
It's an amazing technology, and I understand with your company specifically, Coronet, you've received overwhelming support from government as well as continental institutions to really embark on processes to make this a lived experience for South African entrepreneurs. Tell us more about this.
Indeed, one of the early risers to actually lean forward and come alongside us was IBM, with their global best practice and capabilities in blockchain, being a number one blockchain developer. We were very privileged, my co-founder Preeti and I, to have them lean forward and say, if you are developing this disruptive tool through blockchain that's going to secure the livelihoods of 2.5 million African families, then count us in. And that's where we've been on a journey to actually develop that. And of course, of late, there are other sectoral stakeholders that are leaning forward at a very highest level on the continent. I mean, we've even received inquiries from as far as the African Union, and we also belong to the ecosystem such as South African National Blockchain Association, SANBA, which is like a second home to us, because very humbling to realize that blockchain is more a community of holding one another accountable in a village type setup, but on a tech platform. It's more a community than a technology.
More community than a technology, and that's exactly what we need for the survival of business. Shadrack, as we wrap up very briefly, though, for entrepreneurs and Afropolitans who want to understand more about how this is going to work and how they can participate and support Coronet, are you able to share some insight with us?
Absolutely, absolutely. On our website, coronetblockchain.com, you will find that the platform is built around the needs of various players in the hair supply chain ecosystem. Whether you are a temple in India that's supplying the raw material, whether you are a manufacturer in China or elsewhere in the world that processes the raw material, whether you are a distributor with the warehousing and logistical capabilities that actually moves the assets around the world, or whether you're a salon owner, whether in Soweto or Santen or elsewhere on the continent, or whether you're a stylist who uses this asset to actually make that killer look for the red carpet, for the wedding, or whatever the occasion, or whether you're a consumer who's perhaps been defrauded in the past, unfortunately, and because there's 38% chances that the hair you're buying is incorrect. So whether you fit any of that criteria, you're welcome to go to coronetblockchain.com, and you will find that as you come on board, you will belong to a community that wants to use technology as an accountability tool rather than...
I hate to enter you literally within your mid-sentence there, Shadrick, but unfortunately we have run out of time and facing time pressures. A big thank you for your contribution to the conversation today, and we look forward to following up on this. That is Coronet co-founder Afropolitans, Shadrick Kukubiane, giving us an update in terms of how blockchain technology can be used in a variety of sectors of South Africa's community.
Pivot point. Kaya Biz. Kaya Biz with Kukuletu Mfupi from 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Visit kayafm.co.za for more.